This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, President Obama, UN, look to nuclear non-proliferation. The United Nations is holding preparatory sessions for the 2010 review of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The objective of the treaty is to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons, further the goal of achieving complete nuclear disarmament, and to promote cooperation in the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. President Obama's April 5th speech in Prague promised steps towards a nuclear weapons-free future. Ralph Hutchison, peace activist and coordinator for the Oak Ridge Environmental Peace Alliance, spoke on a panel at the UN conference about the necessity of developing practical steps to take toward nonproliferation. He said, quote, I have come from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, home of the Y-12 nuclear weapons complex where the United States is busy manufacturing new secondaries to replace the destructive thermonuclear core of aging warheads as part of the Life Extension Program. The effect of this work, according to one DOE official, is to extend the life of our current nuclear arsenal by as much as 100 to 120 years. What happens in Oak Ridge is where we see the truth about the United States' intentions. It is at these facilities that nuclear policy turns from words into warheads, and that is why it is important to understand what is happening at Los Alamos, Livermore, Sandia, Pantex, Kansas City, Savannah River, the test site, and Oak Ridge. Here's why I am hopeful. In the past 4 months, the United States has come clean about torture. Not enthusiastically and not completely, but we are on a different road than we were on 6 months ago. And the reason, I think, is not because we wanted to, and not even because we have suddenly become noble or recommitted to our ideals. The reason is more practical. In order to move forward and to achieve our foreign policy goals, it is necessary to rebuild credibility, to regain status in the international community. And the only way we can do that is by developing relationships of mutual within the boundaries of international law. The U.S. recognizes that a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do policy is untenable and ultimately counterproductive, so we have set out on a different path in order to achieve our security goals. This is the very same dynamic that will be required for the United States to achieve its security goals with respect to nuclear weapons, and there are hopeful signs that the government is slowly coming to recognize that the path we are on, maintaining an enduring nuclear arsenal, will not achieve our security goals, but instead undermines them. It is our job, representing the voice of the people, to lay out the path and to demand, cajole, demonstrate, consult, and do everything we can to get our government on that path. I believe the hard work that grassroots groups have done over the past 2 decades, when our advocacy of a world free of nuclear weapons was considered naive or unrealistic, it was actually just the opposite, had built a base. We have been creating an informed citizenry who are now poised to press for action to match the encouraging rhetoric coming from the White House. End quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.